This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, as I always like to say, it's good to be an educated idiot. Yes, I took lessons to be this stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To you cowards out there, the ones that comment after the show, I love sending this to you. I think it's hilarious. You know, the ones that said that you make all the negative Facebook comments after the show, or you do them wherever, you send me nasty emails or messages, do it during the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to truly, you know, embarrass me, why don't you do it on the radio? Well, you know, I'm sure there's more listeners to this show than the, you know, 116 that are on your Facebook page. I'm just saying. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So, David Fish is going to join me after the break. And you saw the Dow tech. I noticed I have 600 points in a day. And then it came back up a little bit. And, you know, what's causing all this? What do you need to do? What do you need to be afraid of? Do you need to be afraid? You know, maybe you don't need to be afraid at all. Maybe you're making a whole bunch of nothing out of nothing, you know? Or a whole bunch of something out of nothing, whatever. You're making a whole bunch of nothing, really, is what it boils down to. And you know how to follow this stuff? Are you guys experts? Because I'm not. So I'm just asking. I mean, if you're not an expert, don't make these moves without some help. And David doesn't even ask you for, you know, money or anything. He's willing to help you no matter where you're at or what you got going on in your life. Because he'd like to see everybody make it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, guys, we do have, I'm going to harp on this more and more, we're 14 days away from it. You know, we've got an election coming up, you all know that. Obviously, you hear it every day, right? But unless you get engaged and involved, don't sit back and think we have it covered. Don't sit back and think that everything is going to be fine because most people think like we do. It doesn't work that way. It won't work that way. That's how we've lost in the past. We get too cocky. And not even a cocky like we're better than you. It's a cocky like, you know, we both, you know, you think that they all think like you do or pretty darn close, which would be pretty boring. I don't want everybody to think like I do. Otherwise, I'd have nobody to fight with. But you see what I'm saying? Make sure your neighbors around you know who to vote for, know who you're voting for, and why. Make sure that these people are not buying into the stories that they hear around them, whether they're on Facebook or local news or local radio stations or what have you. When you know a person personally, you should be telling them what's going on. You should be saying, I know Frank Smith. Frank Smith doesn't operate like that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I hope to have both a congressman and a senator on next week. We'll see what happens. You know, I get all excited about this stuff, and then it just kind of blows out. Bill Gates, because we're talking about education, finally admits, you ready for this one? Maybe Common Core wasn't such a good idea. Matter of fact, I'll go one step further. I think it was a failure. I mean, think about that. He doesn't have to do that. Nobody really knows his involvement. Right? They run, him and his wife run the richest nonprofit with assets of over $40 billion, and every year they give away about $4 billion. They've helped pioneer a mega giving strategy called Advocacy Philanthropy, which aims to use private donations to shift how governments structure their activities and use taxpayer dollars. Since 2009, the Gates Foundation primary U.S. activities have focused on establishing and implementing Common Core. Now, that's a set of centrally mandated curriculum rules and tests for which children ought to learn in grades K through 12. Doesn't work that way, really. You're talking about somebody who's involved in education. Now, these results are supposed to be linked to the teacher and to the school and to the community, that kind of stuff. The Gates Foundation spent more than $400 million itself to influence through the $4 trillion in U.S. taxpayer funds that go towards education. Now, 8 years into this, Bill says, you know, the project is failing. And they may pivot to another way of doing this. Now, based on everything we've learned in the past 17 years, we're evolving our education strategy, Gates said. As a preface to the speech he gave last week in Cleveland, he said he followed this by detailing how U.S. education has essentially made little improvement in the years since he and his foundation worked closely with the Obama administration, because they have a different way of doing it. They had a different viewpoint of education. See, you can throw all the money you want at this. For me, education is kind of like, when we came out with prop planes, when we had the advent of the plane. We got airborne, seemed to work, got people where they needed to go, and we stopped there. Education is kind of working the same way, right? You get kids in a class, you sit them down, oh my God, they can read now, they can cipher 2 plus 2. They can do all these menial things that you need to do just to get by, we're good. And that's where it stayed. Now, some districts like mine, you know, they have excelled a bit. They're using new technology, but it's slow moving. Education is slow moving to begin with. I have not been one, even though I spent 20 years in technology, I have not been one to been fast to say, yes, let's jump right in. No, let's not jump right in unless we have it secure. Unless you can prove to me that we have it secure. Otherwise, I'm not on board. All right, keep the barf bed close by because it's going to be about finances the next couple segments. David Fisher joins me. Don't go far. We'll be right back here on The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
On a Bic lighter. You know, you can light it, wave it. I am proud to be an American, so should you. Whether you're naturalized or, you know, you're here because you love the place and you're naturalized or you're born here, it's a great country. Any way you cut it, this is a great country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I couldn't wait to have David back on because I got to tell you, with what's going on in the stock market, I'm getting emails, you people are nervous. I'm going to tell you what he said. Relax! Take it easy. Get informed. Get engaged. Learn how it goes down. And then you can make some of your decisions. Yeah, we're back with one of my favorite. You know, I always love having him on the show because I keep telling you guys, he speaks plain, simple finance ease. We don't have to You don't have to look anything up usually when he's talking. And David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. David, you know, you and I, or you're going to have to go into the roller coaster business because you guys are making me nuts. 600 down yesterday. It's back up. I mean, what's going on?
I don't think I have control over the roller coaster, otherwise I would say let's get off the ride. But yeah, there's uncertainty going on, and people are questioning, you know, is this thing going to trigger the recession or not? And the answer is no, in my opinion. And that's what Wall Street is mostly saying. But the small investor is not buying exactly what's going on. Yesterday, the Dow was off, closed down 611 points. Today, closed up 400 points. So we're talking about a fairly large swing. But the Dow still is down below support levels. But if you remember last week, I talked about we're at six major crossroads. And since then, the Dow has had only one up day, and on all the other days were down. Same thing with all the other indexes, S&P and the NASDAQ. And in fact, yesterday, the NASDAQ percentage-wise went down more than the Dow. So this is all based upon uncertainty of, are we going to go into an earlier recession? And then there's also, you know, will the Fed actually come to the rescue and stop raising rates and stop unwinding the balance sheet? So people are fearful. And, you know, that's how simple when a market goes down, it just means there's more sellers than buyers. And so that the public is concerned that there's not a whole lot of support going on in the marketplace. And the good thing is that we're having some financial news. Some people are saying now, as they said last week, as I said, that the market is leaning more towards the lower side, and we could have even as much as a 5% correction more. And we've not quite had that already, but I think we're still going to lean a little bit more towards the downside. And we're not out of the woods. This roller coaster is still here to stay for a while. And once the big swings leave us, we'll still have some volatility because it's inherent with the environment, because there's a lot of uncertainty still with the Fed, with interest rates, with what's going on with China, and what's going on with our national debt and our currency called the dollar.
But the big I don't know, what do you want to call it, sell-off yesterday, or what went down yesterday, that was a big deal. And what do you think drove that? It was an uncertainty. What do you think made that happen?
Well, this is the biggest week of earnings season. So reporting earnings, and today of all the days in the week, this is the number one day. This week we had 149 companies in the S&P 500, Joe, report earnings. 10 companies in the Dow are reported earnings. But today, out of the 149 companies in the S&P, 66 companies reported today. So if you remember, I always said, we got to have earnings. We got to have earnings. When earnings are good, then the stock should go up and we will be okay. We've had really, really good earnings reports, and stocks still didn't go up. This tells you how ingrained the underlying concern people have. And I think it's really coming on the coattails that they've been talking about here for, you know, 6 months or greater, that we're going to have a recession in 2019 or 20. And now some people are thinking, well, maybe it's coming sooner. So that's where this is coming out of. And there's this dichotomy that's happening. Will the Fed stop raising rates? And some analysts are saying the Fed should stop raising rates and stop unwinding the balance sheet, which is what we talked about. While investors are saying, some said that they should stop that. While investors are being more engaged and they're sensing, I just don't want to go through another 2008 or 9 again, and I'm going to sidetrack my money, and this is not something that you're going to play catch the falling knife, as they say. So that's why you saw a big sell-off yesterday. But there's a little bit of buy. This could be what you call a dead cat bounce. In other words, the market doesn't have strong legs under it, but it's going to bounce a little bit. But we're still going to have some more volatility, I think.
You know, it's the average person looking at this. I was watching some of the comments on Facebook and other places of, if you pardon the term, the average Joe, right? And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm saying to myself, yeah, these people, I know it's terrible, these people are petrified. They're looking at the market and they're jumping ship and what have you. But anyway, what are you looking at? A couple of minutes here. What are you looking at for next week? Where do you see this thing going over the next week or two? Elections are coming up. That's gonna have a drain or a draw, if you would, on the market as well, isn't it?
Well, I was talking to an investor out in New York that heard me on another national radio program. He was saying that, you know, if the Democrats take over the House, the market's going to go south. All indicators that I'm seeing is there's not a whole lot of factual truth to that, because, you know, we had gridlock under Obama and the market went up during Obama era, not because of gridlock. But there's no factual data that says gridlock or one party controlling one portion of the Congress and the other controlling the other causes markets to go down or up. It creates uncertainty is what it does, and it creates not a working government. But there's a difference, and this is something that maybe in the future you and I should have a segment on. There's a big difference between the political side, which does influence markets.
Right.
And the economic side, which does influence markets, and the underlying financial system, which is the real component of that influences markets and caused 2008. That's the thing that we talk more about, and that's the thing that is the strongest of all these. Those dictate what's going to really happen in the future, and all this is just the volatility in reference to that until those things happen.
Yeah, we'll get more from David on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You need to know what's going on in the market and what you need to do with your money. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages that have been sent to several political leaders and a media outlet in the last few days.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking out as more packages surface. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs so far. Sessions speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Opioid Addiction Conference.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms.
Turning now to the caravan controversy, President Trump says he plans to send 800 members of the military to the border to help back the National Guard and Border Patrol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Let's get back at it because David's got a lot more to say. We're back with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy the time he spends with me. And I also love the fact that, again, as I always say, he speaks plain simple English when it comes to finances, stuff I can understand. Now, you know, we've seen the market really having a field day over the last couple of weeks. But David has been talking about this on this show for quite some time, well over a year and even longer. And it sounds like we're in the same unusual environment that you spoke about it last week, and you've been speaking about it for quite some time, right? And you tell us to be defensive, but what does that mean?
Well, this is a time you don't want to be aggressive and have 100% of your money in the market. This is time to be sidetracking where you made some money. You have some winners, and just about everybody's portfolio, if they've been in the market for any great length of time, there's most of the portfolio is probably winning. This is where you want to take some money off the table. We're in a dichotomy here. I mean, let's give a couple examples. This will help people understand. Last week, we had 1,300 bankers swarm New York and have their annual conference called the American Bankers Association. And I saw the interview on CNBC with the CEO of the ABA. And he was touting how great the environment is. And it has been for banks. I mean, think about that. The government took away all these guidelines, President Trump did, within this first day and week of inauguration. And he took the restriction, a lot of restrictions, not all of them, but a lot of big restrictions came off banks to be able to do different things. While the Fed's raising rates, it gives banks more incentive to make money. And people, you know, want to get a house, and there's a housing boom still going on, although that might be peaking out. So banks should be making money hand over fist, but yet what's their stock by index? The banking stock index is down 16% year to date. That is a dichotomy. It's like, okay, if it's such a great environment, then why is their index down 16%? The ironic thing is happening in the oil and the energy sector. Oil is at $68 a barrel, yet the energy stocks are still trading levels, Joe, when oil was $27 a barrel a year ago. And yet people are saying, by these areas, by banks, by the financials, by the energy sector, by what we call emerging markets, which is the foreign markets, which are down 24%, China. So there's this whole, you know, it's scary in the United States, so let's go to these undervalued markets that haven't performed. And you're hearing all this kind of thing, and all it's doing is causing more confusion. So people are saying, I'm confused, and I can't figure this out, so I'm going to go to the sidelines. That's what some practical things that are happening here. And there's a few other things that happened here just recently that's triggering this that is in my wheelhouse, and that is this. There's Chief Executive Magazine, which recently interviewed major CEOs. They confided in a recent poll that their current level of confidence is at the lowest level it's ever been currently now in the last 12 months. And they're concerned about three things: rising interest rates, fears of inflation, and that we're at the end of this business cycle. So the very same thing that CEOs, heads of corporations, are fearful of, the average investor is fearful of in the market, and that's why they're sidetracking their money. Something that's also happened last week that is worth noting is there is a big strong move in Russia and China to avoid using the U.S. dollar. I said this was going to happen. And officially now, the announcement came out, after 8 months, the senior official of the Russian government announced that their banks are ready to turn off SWIFT. What is SWIFT? It's the electronic system, how funds are sent electronically through the dollar. When banks send money to each other, they call that the SWIFT system. And now Russia has created another brand new system that China also is partnering with, and the EU is now being embraced and probably going to join in. They said they would, probably would, at the NATO conference here. So this is a big milestone. I said we're going to move towards an alternative currency. We just passed a major milestone, unfortunately. So these are all things that are just causing some more problems.
But David, what is the big deal with that? I mean, explain to the average layperson here who's looking at this going, okay, so they use other currency. What's the big whoop? We don't make any money off of them using our currency, do we?
Certainly.
Okay.
Absolutely. The more people hold the dollar, the more the wealth America makes. Evidence why, and again, let's go back in time. That's a great question, though. Because people are going like, how does that relate to me? How does it,
right, exactly.
How the economic boom in America has boomed farther than any other country in the world. We all agree with that for the last 30, 40 years, right?
Right.
There's got to be a reason for that. It's not because we just got better presidents, we got a better economy, just because we look better, we react better, we smell better, we're taller, we're more healthy. I mean, I don't want to say everything we do is always better than the rest of the world, but we have some advantage. But it came because the money system. We got the rest of the world to use the dollar, and it happened in 1974 through the petrodollar. We talked about this. So oil was only trading in 1974 in dollars. And since then, every contract until recently, oil was always denominated in dollars. And oil is the largest commodity in the world that the whole world uses. So if another country can create an alternative system to buy and sell oil outside of the dollar, now we have competition.
Right.
If they can create another financial system that money transfers on, that's no longer the American system called SWIFT, to facilitate the payments of this oil, now we've created a pathway for money to travel outside of the dollar. When you create another alternative, people are going to use that alternative. If there's only one car you can buy in America and everybody's just that one car, when another car company comes along and there's now a choice, people are going to choose that other choice. It's just human nature. There is now another choice. It's slow. It's going to take a long time, but the door now has been swung wide open. This is for the dollar. And it's not going to be a big change overnight. The dollar's not collapsing tomorrow or anything like that, or next week or month or next year. But the competition is now in place.
Interesting.
How that affects us is we have to attract more people to hold the dollar. And we do that through higher interest rates. That's why the Fed is raising rates.
All right. I mean, I look at the stuff. I try to, again, try to digest it, understand. I know that's always been a question is, why is it such a big deal? You know, I've heard we only have a little bit, 2 minutes in the segment, but I had read an article the other day about George Soros and the way he made his big bucks, is he, which I still don't understand. He banks on the currency of other countries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We can manipulate a market through influence of money. In other words, if everybody said, let's buy Microsoft or let's buy Facebook, and all kinds of people said, let's all buy Facebook. Facebook stock's going to go up because there's more buyers than there is of availability of stock, right?
Yep.
So the market has to go up. If everybody says, let's get rid of Facebook, Facebook's going to go down and going to be influenced. The same thing happens in currencies. And this is how George Soros made $1 billion in just a short period of few weeks, betting against the British pound. He saw a weakness, and he bet a whole bunch of money, and he made a bunch of money, and he caused the British pound to go down a bunch. The same thing happens in the dollar. If the world started betting against the dollar and said, we want to sell dollars and get out of it, and China, again, last week said, they're going to limit their dollar holdings, and they've been buying a lot of gold, and we haven't talked about the gold side of things, but there's been a big influx in central banks in gold this last week since the last time I was on a program. Huge news that came out, which has caused gold to make some big moves. When big money starts making all the same shifting, it will influence those markets either up or down, and that's what's going to start the process. You will see over time a downward movement in the dollar, unless we attract new money through higher interest rates. That's the dichotomy that's going on. Higher interest rates are bad for stocks. That's why you're seeing what's going on here and the concern that rising rates will cause the market to go down.
Just shoot me. All right, look, we got a lot more to cover. When we come back, David Fisher's still with us. I'm going to make sure he goes absolutely nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Still some information left you have to have. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Hey, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't bother, though. David Fisher's with me, and you know when he's with me, I don't let you bother me. Let's get back to it. I'm back with David Fisher, and, you know, again, I love having him on. Plain, simple English. We're talking about the ups and downs, you know, as of late when it comes to the market. And, you know, David, how is that, first of all, how has the changes in the gold market been since last week? Where do you see them going? And then we're going to talk about that wonderful tax cut that's coming up.
Well, gold went through three major resistance levels. Two were technical and one was psychological. The psychological one was 1,200, a technical one at 1,212, and another one at 1,225. We're resting at 1,233 today. So it's broke through that, and here's what's happened on the backside of gold. Hungary, for the second time, the country of Hungary, for the second time in history, bought gold, a significant amount of it. They increased their gold holdings 1,000%, 31.5 tons. They joined in ranks with Poland, Russia, China, and other central banks buying gold. And the head of the central bank of Hungary said this, quote, "Gold is still considered to be one of the world's safest assets," in the words of the Hungarian Central Bank. The view is also shared by the president of the ECB, Mario Draghi, who in February 2013 spoke and said, quote, gold is a reserve for safety, which gives you a value of protection against fluctuations against the dollar, end quote. So gold is looked at maybe by some as archaic, but something happened since the last time I was on your program that caused four major central banks to up their purchases all of a sudden in gold. And at the same time, three went and what you call repatriated the gold. They had gold in other countries stored prior to World War II, and they said, we want all that back. Why is that happening? There's something that the central banks are seeing long before we saw this big downturn in stocks here just this last early this week and late last week. Prior to that, they made these announcements and made these movements and made these purchases, and now we're starting to put the pieces of the puzzle. They're starting to see something is on the forefront, and this came out before Russia and China announced that they're set up to do another payment system alternative to SWIFT. So the big money of the world is, like I said, gearing up for an alternative to use other things besides the dollar to buy oil and sell oil with and trade internationally with. And I think we're going to see the trading, you know, President Trump wants to open up trading. The trading is being opened up by other countries, and unfortunately they're opening it up with other countries, and it's not the United States because they're not been able to work an agreement out. And I'm not throwing stones at our president. They're just not waiting around because they're seeing it's hard to negotiate some things, and maybe this is in their cards all along. I don't know. I think so, though. But that's what's going on in the gold market. The door swung wide open. I think we're going to see higher prices in gold.
Well, hey, if you've already got it, that's a good thing, right? So if you've been looking around and you're hearing about the president's talking about another 10% tax cut to individuals, but it's kind of fizzling. You're not hearing a whole bunch about it right now with everything that's going on. Good, bad, or indifferent? I mean, what is an individual going to get out of this?
Well, first of all, we don't know what it's going to get. And there was a bill before Congress that floated a new piece of legislation that would give American families who made less than $100,000 of annual revenue a tax credit of $6,000 per year, and then those that made under $50,000 would be eligible up to a $3,000 tax credit. That sounds like a great thing, at least I think so, because this is targeting the American, not the corporation. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but that is a great idea. It didn't come from the Republicans, and I'm not saying that to throw stones out. This was a Democratic thing that came out actually in your neck of the woods in California, and it came out as a result of a survey that was done by Bankrate.com saying that people are just not keeping up and they need to have a tax break. So then President Trump came out and said, we're going to have a tax break of 10%. And so we're gonna make sure you're going to see that, and that's why you should vote for us. Well, first of all, he can't just say it through an executive order. It has to go through Congress, and that's not going to happen because Congress is out of session right now on the campaign trail for midterms. So this is going to come. If it comes, it's going to have to come with a bipartisanism or a vote to support from the House and the Senate. It's still kind of up in arms because we don't know who's going to control the House. We think the Senate's not going to be affected, but I would hope that they would pass this, although I will say this. The last corporate tax break, the ether has ran out, and we spent $1 trillion of tax break of less revenue to the government, and the debt's gone up $1.5 trillion, so it's not paying for itself. So far, I've not seen it pay for itself, and it probably won't. And I don't see the $800 billion of the projected tax cut, or $700 billion over a decade, paying it for itself either. But I would hope that at some point in time those would work. But every indication shows that historically it creates jobs. It helps out the small American, but it doesn't pay down for the debt, and it balloons our deficits.
That doesn't sound happy.
Well, that's why, because we have a fundamental issue of more spending. We've got to stop the spending side of things. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
I'm hearing more and more and more people saying that. We've been saying it for years. I don't know how you stop a crack addict. I really don't. I mean, these guys, they're so used to spending, spending, spending. You know, think about it. I know we don't have the 3 hours to cover this, but, you know, you think about what they would have to do at this point in time to truly cut back on their spending and some of the programs they'd have to kill. David, you know as well as I do, it'd be political suicide for them to kill some of the programs they would need to kill for this to happen, right?
Well, Mitch McConnell already commented on this last week, since last time I was on your program. He said, we got to slash Medicare, we got to slash Medicaid, and we got to cut back on Social Security refund checks. So that's the ideology amongst the head of the Republicans, saying this is what we're going to do to fix the overspending. President Trump has said we should have fixed this decades ago, and he was right. This is not a Democrat or a Republican problem. This is a government leadership problem, and we still have not somebody ever even come close to fixing it. Even if President Trump says, let's have a 5 or 10% cutback on all Senate programs next year, we're going to slash the budget, that would even get us flush for just the increase of the interest on the debt. So, I mean, we're digging ourselves in a hole. That's why I'm telling you adamantly, passionately, I can't sound passionate enough about this. This is all going to come home to roost with higher interest rates as people sell our currency, create another venue for using other currencies. Next year when we have a correction, or the year after, a recession, you're going to see a big rally in gold. And this is why you prepare for all that ahead of time, because the microcosmic manipulation of the volatility we saw here recently is just a small piece of the bigger picture we're going to see a year or two from now. And I think you're going to see higher gold prices between now and then. Not a runaway, but just prices lifting its way up.
You know, I let's get back to what's going on. God, I got so many questions I want to ask you. We haven't got the time. Talk about your new newsletter.
My new newsletter, and I'm going to be writing a brand new one that I'll talk about next week on your program. But the one that's coming out here in a week is called Back to the Future, Haven't We Learned the Obvious? It talks about a little bit what we've been talking about today. And in that, there's a riddle at the end of this newsletter. You can go to my website, read the riddle. You can actually win something, some medal there. I'm not going to give it all away, but it's a fun thing. Read it, check it out, call my company, see if you get the right answer, and you might be able to win something that I think you'd really like. You can do that by going to landmarkgold.com, go under the educational section, click on newsletter, and you'll see that newsletter called Back to the Future, Haven't We Learned the Obvious? And then once you do that, call in my company and give us the answer, and we'll see if you can win what we're talking about.
Well, and the only way you're going to find out, people, got to go to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. You know, David's always willing to, and he's willing to talk to anybody. Seriously, well, sometimes not me, but he's willing to talk to anybody. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You get all kinds of information there. David, thanks again for being with me. I always appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that he spent with me. Cut him off too early there. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Listen, in California, the middle class is disappearing, right? The wealth gap is growing in California, and I am sure it's all Trump's fault, aren't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We're also going to deal with Christian witches. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know how to make that happen. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.